New Hampshire's real estate market right now is hot, but it isn't necessarily healthy. After the pandemic essentially froze the market this spring, demand for homes has remained high throughout the summer months. The problem is there's just not that many homes for sale, squeezing out lots of potential buyers. And HBR's Todd Buchman reports on a very mismatched market.
A few weeks ago, Liza Whittup and her kids visited Concord. They walked around the neighborhoods looking for their next home, but there were no for sale signs. So they left letters instead.
The letter says, "Hello, I'm writing on behalf of my family of five. We are hoping to relocate to Concord, particularly this neighborhood, within the next couple of months."
Liza and her family currently live out of state. They're moving here for a new job. But after months of looking for a house in Concord, they haven't been able to find anything. So they drove up, canvassed the neighborhood, and left those notes.
"Thanks so much for reading. Hope this isn't too intrusive. We're pretty desperate here. Best wishes, Liza."
Desperate is not good when you're buying a house. And Liza isn't alone. Across New Hampshire, the number of homes on the market, what the industry calls inventory, is way down. But the demand is strong. There are a whole lot of people now working from home. And why work from home in a small Boston or New York apartment when you can get a whole house in rural New England?
"I got over the price that we were asking, and it was literally on the market for a day."
This is Kathy Corson, a realtor on the Seacoast. She says homes are getting snatched up, often within days, sometimes hours after hitting the market. Buyers are receiving multiple offers. Statewide, the median home price is now $350,000. That's up 15% from this time last year. A COVID bubble?
"I don't know if it's a bubble, and I probably would never say that it's a, you know, it's a bubble. I don't know. I think the next 6 to 8 months will tell."
The buyer's market isn't just limited to the state's southern tier. Even the North Country, places like Berlin, which hasn't seen a strong housing market in decades, realtor Brenda Levitt says homes are moving.
"People are just like in this feeding frenzy."
Twice as many homes sold in Coos County this August than compared to last year. Levitt says some of her clients are second home buyers attracted to the scenic locations where they can ride out the pandemic in relative safety. Even homes needing a little TLC are moving.
"Yeah, like my husband's a builder, and he is right now booked for the next year and a half."
This trend is good for contractors. It's good for sellers and, of course, good for realtors. But the tight market isn't good for everyone. Low and moderate income families, first-time buyers, they are getting squeezed the most. That means the pressure is even greater on Black and Hispanic households, where median income is historically lower in the state. Ignatius McClellan with New Hampshire Housing explains the crunch.
"One of the major reasons is cash.
Right now, people who have equity from their first home, or maybe have family money, generational wealth, they can offer to pay more in cash, which in a bidding war is appealing to the seller. But first-time buyers are often limited to mortgages. That can slow down a transaction.
And that makes them less attractive to a seller who is often entertaining offers that are more cash down or all cash."
McClellan says the current market isn't just a result of COVID or low mortgage rates. For years, high building prices have stalled new home construction in the state. For Liza Whittup, who left the letters around Concord, homes have moved too quickly for her to even put in an offer. After months with no success, her family decided to just rent.
"So it's not 100% ideal, but we do feel lucky that we found it."
She's hoping by the spring, the market balances a bit more in her favor. Todd Buchman, NHPR News.